Town went riot and beginning to visit with Cookie this Wednesday, the 25th of September, 74. But first is a mockingbird. The mockingbird sings for a long time to start with. Town went riot and beginning to visit with Cookie this Wednesday, the 25th of September, 74. At about bedtime, but first the mockingbird. You don't know just which one it is. You don't know which is which one. Thank you.
Thank you. Went on to work with Laura. Laura had to come over and get some things.
Well, I'll be confounded. I hadn't seen Helen in a long time. I just as soon see her as anybody else's family.
Lordy.
Yeah, you don't look like the tractor ran over you.
I feel like it.
What'd he do? Could he take you to a ride?
Oh, I'm telling you, Lord, I lost my shirt.
First sale I had at Kettle. I'm telling you, my head was down in the dirt for months after that.
That's a truth.
You know, we had them purebred cows and calves, and we couldn't even sell one for the price of beef.
Oh.
Let me tell you, the price of horses went down. I mean, they went off. Way off. 70%. Right. The bottom fell out.
Clear out.
All the way out. They was buying horses. I'm gonna tell you one example.
Yeah.
There was two mares come in there.
That's all right, see.
Weigh about 1,700 pounds apiece. 2 months ago they would have brought $2,000.
Yeah.
They brought $435 a pair.
A pair?
Yeah, that's not even hamburger. That's not dog.
No.
And you ate them. Why, cookie? Down that much?
I took a load of horses up there. I had $1,325 and 8 head of horses. I had to sell some to get back. I was broke. I had $3 when I got there. I had to sell. I sold a gray filly, 2 years old. I mean, a prime prospect. I sold a buckskin horse. Good horse and a registered Tennessee walking saddle mare.
Cookie.
I sold a blood bay filly, 8 months old, that was out of this world. I sold 4 out of 8. Now listen to me. $468.75.
Just so you could get home.
Just for me to get home.
Cookie.
I done it.
A registered saddle horse. Walking horse.
I done it. I lost my shirt.
Well, this was your last go-round. You knew this was your last go-round.
I knew it was my last go-round. Well, it is. They cleaned me out.
But you thought you could clean them out this one more time.
I gambled. And lost.
Golly, Cookie, nobody would have seen that.
I'm telling you, I never saw as many horses in my life. They sold as hard as they could sell from 9 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the evening. I mean, they was selling them just like that. They had over 500 head left, and they were still coming in.
I don't know
where they all come from. I had no idea.
They're selling at the low price.
They're giving them away. But let me tell you something. They sold corn there. The farmer's market. I got disgusted. I went over there to see what they was doing. And let me tell you something, corn is $165 a ton in the ear. On the market. Corn, $165 a ton.
In the ear?
In the ear. That's not shelled. And it's got shuck on it. Just the way they pick it out of the field, take it in there, $165 a ton.
Well, of course they can't afford it.
I'm telling you, I have never saw anything like it. I have never saw money tighten up like it has in the past week.
Week?
1 week. Just 1 week. I have never seen it. I don't know what in the world has happened. I'm not the only one crying the blues.
Oh, I know.
You had no way of knowing that.
Nobody else did. I mean, it went just that quick. An old Ronnie Edwards from Canada. Come in there. He's a killer buyer. He said, normally I buy 500 head a week, right here. He said, I got permission to buy 50.
Hmm.
That's right.
You knew that eventually it was going to come.
That's right, but I didn't think it was going to come this quick.
Because you said it.
I said it would, and it did. Believe me, it did. But it come 2 weeks sooner than I thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
Just 2 weeks.
So there's no way you could wiggle up there.
There's no way for me to wiggle. No way. No angle for me to take. I couldn't even sell a horse retail. I had a quarter horse mare there that was broke to the heart and fat and slick, just as pretty as anything you ever looked at. I'd give $320 for her. I was offered $160.
Mm-hmm.
And you're pretty lucky to get that.
I didn't sell her.
Couldn't afford to.
I sent her to Tampa tonight. I wasn't able to go to Tampa. I just not able. I sent 5 head to Tampa tonight. I told him, I said, put them on the block and let them bring what they will. I know I'm going to lose. But I wasn't going to let them take them good horses to the killer plant and kill them.
Mm-mm.
Down here, I know where they're going to go. They're going to go out to these ranches and will be worked. But I absolutely could not see. And if that saddle married and went to a killer, I wouldn't have sold her.
And you couldn't, you can't afford to keep
them? I can't afford to keep them. No, I ain't got no place to keep them. No, I've got no place to keep them. I can't afford to keep them. I've got my money tied up.
Golly, cookie.
That ain't all I'm faced with. That's not all. That's just a token of what I got to face with. Just a little token. I can bear that. Well, I can trade out of that. Mm-hmm. I can come out. I mean, that don't worry me too much. Because what I lost there, I made. What I'm losing there, I made. On them last two trips up there, I made good money. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I cleaned up. I made money. But I got other things facing me that may wipe me completely out.
West Virginia?
No, that don't bother me. Frank.
Again.
One more time. Thank God, I hope it's the last one. Believe me, I hope it's the last one.
How's he going to tie, get, how's he going to tie you down, get you tied down?
Well, him and somebody has done and done it. I don't know who. And I can't find out who. Because I can't find Frank. I don't know where he is.
You don't know.
I don't know where he's at.
He's not up there.
He's not in Pennsylvania. If he's in Pennsylvania, he's moved to someplace else in Pennsylvania. I saw him when I left up there, when I leave up there. Tuesday. So on Tuesday. I go back, get back there Sunday evening. He ain't been there since Wednesday. I don't know where he's at. They don't know where he's at. He left his room. He left his clean. He made his bed. He took all his belongings sometime in the night and vanished. Nobody knows where he's at.
What?
That's right. Because he knew that I was coming back. And he knew that when I came back, I would find out all this stuff. And he knew I was going to bring him back to face it. Which I would have. I may have just tied him with my Laird and I tied him in that trailer like a horse, but I'd have brought him back. Believe me, I'd have brought him back. Him and his buddies have took me for $2,500.
Took you?
Right. Well, one of his buddies imitated me. In some of the scrapes, in the rape scrape. I knew that was going on. I'd heard about that. But I didn't know how he got out of jail and got free. Exactly. They forged my name on a $2,000 cash bond for 30 days. The OB crook. That looks just exactly like my handwriting. But it's not. I never signed no bond.
Well, of course you would.
No, I never signed no bond. Well, it happened. I thought it happened in Lasalle County, but it didn't. It happened in Duval County, Jacksonville. They are looking for me now for $2,000 cash bond. Plus, he steals a signed check out of his mama's purse and goes and buys his insurance to get his license back, and now he's gone. He's on the free.
He's got his license back.
He got his license back.
And he can drive?
He can drive. But I didn't know nothing about that, see. He kept that all secret to me. Till I got my bank statement. And got the number 133 check back. Made out to Sid Martin Insurance Company in Hawthorne, Florida. Cashed and paid. What can I do about that? Yeah, what can I do about that? I signed that check, but he sold it. I give it to Helen. I told her, I said, now here's a signed check in case you need any money. You can go down to the bank and get it. And I don't know how he knew she had it, but he found out, and he got it.
You can't do anything about that.
No, but I can't do nothing about that bond until I pay it and get them papers in my possession. Then I can go and have something done about it. I've got to get out here and go. I've got to do some trading or selling or something. And here I go to Pennsylvania thinking I'm going to make some money. I lose everything I had. And they've been looking for me since the 16th, and I didn't know it. A friend of mine called me the other night. He said, "Cookie, get out of state. Stay out. Unless you got $2,000. I said, "I ain't got $2,000. What do you need?" And he told me what it was all about. And he's a deputy sheriff. And he told me, he said, "Get out of state."
Yeah. Maybe
I'll
better leave tonight.
I can't leave tonight. I've got some things I've got to get squared away. I can't leave tonight.
Mm-hmm. My cookie? Well, you know, they can tell it's not your handwriting if you have it examined.
That's right, but I can't. I mean, they won't. Well,
it looks like your handwriting, but they can still tell it.
That's right. But it's going to take time to do it. I have to send it to a laboratory. I have to have it all checked out. It'll take a period of 30 to 90 days to do it. But I've done checked into it. Then they can go back and run down handwriting and fingerprints all down the criminal records and see where it come from.
Mm-hmm.
And as many times. As Frank and his buddies have been in trouble, I don't think I'll have any problem of finding out who signed my name on it. And whenever I do, if God help me, for they're long gone. hang on, I'll be there, I don't know what time, but just hang on, I'll be there. Well, I just need time to float my way shortly. Yeah. No, Lord, no, I won't be there in that 10.5 hour drive. I've got some unfinished business too, I've got to close out, and then I'll be there. I should be there within 1.5 hours or maybe 2 hours. Yesterday. Well, I didn't want nobody to know our fact. Yeah. Hang on, I'll be there. Okay. I got the horses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
$650.
Mm-hmm.
That'll look right and good for a change, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but it ain't good enough. I need about $1,500 more.
Well, that's on the way.
I can get more horses. And I can get them way under cheaper than them little jewels. They're good, but they ain't that good. Believe me, they're good, but they're not that good. $650 for them little things?
Mm-hmm.
I know, but you find the right place and they would look mighty good.
They think
they're not. Yeah. Now, I've taped over Cookie on Wednesday, the 25th of September, 74, and this is the first visit with Burl and Miss Cook this Saturday after supper, the 28th of September, 74. This is copy 2 at the end. This goes from about 900 to 1800, and I've taped over Cookie's Wednesday tape. This is the end of the reel. Ms. Burl and Ms. Cook this Saturday after supper, the 28th of September, 74.
I'm going to try this out at 5 before we go. I'll turn it on. Just see if it works.
Sure, it ain't on now.
No.
Dear Lord, bless this food to our body's need. Forgive us of our wrongs and save us, for Christ's sake. Amen.
4 o'clock. I thought it was 6 at the good best. I thought it was getting way long.
Well, now, Mom,
uh-huh.
I thought I had sausage.
Well, I forgot about that.
I'm glad you got a little of this, because I haven't had any since the first week in August. Help yourself, don't pass it to me without passing it. Help yourself. I just thought of it.
Mom's got, she's got sliced biscuits. She didn't have time to bake biscuits, guy.
No, I tell you what, now.
Well, we'll have.
Why she can't.
We got too much other stuff to do.
Well, let me tell you. One of these days, we'll have a little cornbread.
I can make cornbread.
Yeah.
We lived on it.
Mom, then
the coffee's not right
there.
Sit down and eat.
What are we supposed to do with them better put them in the cellar, hadn't we?
Was it cool? I don't know. I never raised eggplant.
These eggplants?
No. They is just anywhere. They're not delicate like.
They're not.
No.
Well,
are they, Leon?
No.
I don't think they are. Of course, if you got a cellar, you might as well put them in it.
Well, we can get it in there for the
I tell
jacket.
You,
the
I
can't move my stuff hardly.
I tell you what,
guy. I'll have to.
I moved your boxers up there off the floor.
Yeah.
The floor gets damp in there.
I thought maybe it would.
Yeah. And I set them up off the floor.
But I want to get them out of sight. I don't like to see moving and everything messed up. You know what I do when somebody's painting there,
mm-hmm.
or the carpenter's there? I stand there with a broom. Ain't that awful?
Yeah. Well, why are you standing there with a broom?
So he won't trumpet all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Want a iced potato?
Have you?
I've got them. I've
yeah.
done got them.
I love that one.
I'll go holler for old Imogene and bring her.
You didn't know. And put them down to dry, didn't
they? Dry. Yeah,
sweet potato.
That's sweet potato. That's a white sweet potato.
That's a white sweet potato.
Yeah,
that's you.
Well, she crowded them a little bit too much. If she'd have browned them
mm-hmm.
just a little bit.
That's ice potato. You don't need sweet potatoes when you got an ice potato like this.
There's cow butter there, and
then
over there's the Boughton butter.
You see
what kind
of is. Now, I don't know how they are, but that Boughton butter can just sit there as long as it's cow butter there. As long as it don't taste old, I tell you, I don't.
I said, what? Look at it this way. That'll keep longer than that right there.
This will.
Yeah.
This thing. Let me tell you, I've gotten more than I need.
What do you mean?
Oh,
it's
supposed to be. I
noticed
you down there
with a pitchfork. Yeah, that's right. Very small, though. Well, I love to get my hands in that hay. I haven't handled the hay like that.
You let the machine do it.
No.
Hmm?
No, we don't have that good hay.
Oh.
Hmm. Nothing like it.
Well.
Was you up here on? When did we butcher our whole cow after you was up here?
Oh, we
after.
No.
After I was.
Now
here.
That's real good meat.
Oh, don't tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
That's right.
He was such a that was such a handsome hog.
Well, she's a real good one. We had her dressed and sliced, ready to go in the freezer.
That's just tender as meat.
Yeah, it's just tender. It's really good.
What is it?
I don't know. What is it?
What's tender?
Meat.
A good kind of meat there.
Yeah, I'm sorry you brought that up. I took a liking to that animal. She'd speak to the clerk across the valley. Come down the road there. She said to start talking.
Now that was right funny. I told Mom when that old skipper went to barking. He heard that chuckle squeaking.
He knows.
And he went to barking.
He don't do other calls. When he
when I know when I first heard it, it was squeaking, and he went down through that bar. Now I said, that's Leo coming.
Yeah.
Before you got in there, before you got around the hall, I said, that's Leo coming. Is your coffee?
It's perfect.
We'll get it. I tell you what, there ain't nobody eating any eggplant but me. Will it make you sick?
I didn't, John. It's the first I ever ate. I don't know whether I fixed him right or not.
Just right.
Guy?
You beat faith.
We never bathed them in our lives.
We never raised eggplants either. First I ever eat was in Florida.
I tell you, I believe the season up here to be too short for them, guy.
They raise them two down there, spring eggplant and fall eggplant.
That's right.
But it's still to be too short. I haven't farmed down there.
You have?
No. After I got them cows, that sort of tied me down. And I'm doing other things. And not very little I know about that. About the vegetables they raise down there.
Well, you want some glass of water?
Sure.
Hmm?
No, thank you.
Coming with coffee.
I had to set them
That won't burn the table, will it?
No. A little bit of cow go in.
Going on here.
And I tell you what, since you volunteered, you may have your job down there taking care of that hay. Helping it up.
I aim to do that.
I'll get a rinse in, then I'll have to shave. I'll shave Thursday night.
Thursday night?
Mm-hmm.
We had like these city fellers. There's no shade every night. Most of them get around there and shave twice a day and dress every night.
You know what I done? That right there, I cut my finger twice. In less than a month.
You cut them and up here before.
Well, and I cut again and just getting well. A worse fly. The same way I hit it down that way was safety razor. And it was cut from there to there.
You care for some more of these potatoes?
Have some.
I know I have some.
You had a bad one over there that day when we walked over there when they were making hay. You sliced that, so...
Well, this was a worse one.
One thing you could do with that hay.
This was a worse one. And Blad hit tuck two cells of bleed. I had to bind a great big rag around it, and it just clogged itself and stopped, finally. Mm-hmm. And then the next morning, and I put a piece of cotton over it. The next morning, when I soaked the cotton off and tucked the cotton off, it went bleeding again. Had the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
This was a way worse cut.
You have to be careful. That's kids cutting
my fingers. It sure is. You know, it's easy to cut yourself with one of them safety razors.
Yeah, it's just something.
I was kind of watching them over there to see what they would say when you brought that up, you see, but you had your finger wrapped up, and you explained it to them, and they didn't have much choice but to just go along with it, did they?
Well, I tell you what, I'd help the guy in the hay every year.
Well, where are they now? I didn't see him out of bird day.
Well, he was up next as I come down this morning. We two want to go over to play and call me. I wasn't meaning to go on North Haven to go, and I told him no. Well, he said he wanted to go over. I said, well, I've got to go over to the store. Come up and I'll ride you on over. So I went over. And he told me, now he said, you go on back. He said, I'll get back. So I took him up at his body, and I didn't want to fool around in town all day. I just come on back.
That and Clay?
Yeah. You know, I couldn't get him. In other words, I have to have somebody to help me in my hay.
He's good as far as he knows
good,
now.
Yeah. And I told him, I said, I'll just take you over there. You don't have long to stay. You don't have to stay too long. I'll bring you back. Well, he wanted to go over today, so I just laid.
Lay him low, huh?
Yeah. Now, guy, he don't let meat you can eat now. But we don't eat meat. Now, that's good, but.
I'd put part of Lewis in
me,
there.
Me, no, he neither one, her neither one. Guy can't eat too much pork.
Yeah.
We don't have to.
He took half the hog.
We don't eat too much. Well, I like it. I can eat it. I can eat.
We don't have hog on the plate.
I could eat two or three pieces of that, but a dozen too.
I kind of have to be a pity about it. Because it tastes so good, you know, you just don't know when to stop.
Well, it does. It's good, and but now I have to watch.
That Mr. Asher, he wanted to take the day off.
No.
No, now, last night.
Here's what about the Monday.
When we loaded up the second load of hay up there. Well, he said, I'm going to go up and feed my chickens and eat me a bite.
Yeah.
Said, he'll be back. Well, we come down and unloaded the other load over there, me and this fellow.
You
can
see the mischief in you.
And,
they're growing nice too.
Went back up and loaded the other load, and he never showed up. Yeah. But, and when we got loaded, it went to rain and got wet.
Mm-hmm.
So, you see, a fellow like that, now this fellow down here stayed with me, you see what I mean?
Yes, I know. Who are they?
And my baby sister's two children.
Baby sister? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
She's the one to paint the house.
Yeah.
The man paid, yes. They're the ones to paint the house. They're with Bethany. Margaret Ann and William Douglas.
You all really get good pictures here, but I still don't have a copy of that, do I?
Well.
But that just looks exactly like it.
Gosh,
it's in the making.
Well,
done put the order in for that.
Well, let me tell you, I was in the army in China. And I wanted to get little things to send home. And I passed by a photography shop one day, and I saw some of them nice pictures, you see, that the photographer makes, especially the weddings and all. And I went in there and told him I'd like to have a few of them send to my friends at home. He thought I was trying to blackmail him. And it was ridiculous. I wouldn't go in down to... photographer shop down here in Clay and ask him to give me the picture of some of the copy of some of the people there and his one there. But I didn't think it mattered. I didn't know him. I couldn't speak Chinese.
He couldn't speak English,
no. Well, anyhow, I didn't get him. But these are nice pictures you all get. You may not have a lot of things over there, but you've got a good photographer. Where is he?
He's down up Sandy from Clendenin. Young man.
Yeah.
Young man. Mom, don't cut me a very big piece of that. If it ain't moist up since last night, you get like a little bit of getting enough applesauce in it. It wasn't moist enough.
I'll tell you. He does pretty well considering he went down Florida and getting around up here, don't he?
Yeah.
That's a long ways down there.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
But you know what, Guy? If I'd have been heading up the other road, we left down at 7 o'clock yesterday morning.
Yeah.
Do you know where I'd have been sitting at 7 o'clock this morning?
You wouldn't have been up in New Holland.
I'd have been in New Holland, Pennsylvania.
Well, I think that's ridiculous.
I'd have been there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how
well,
you make it.
Well, now you're too big a piece. No wonder you're looking skinny. Did you ever want to sweep me off? I had plenty of
sweet meals. No,
thank you. I'll tell you what. Now, we're kind of old-fashioned in a way, but did you know... Guy, when we get used to a certain flower,
yeah.
Now this cake ain't as light, and she can bake good applesauce cake.
Yeah.
But we've got a different flower, and you just have to learn your flower.
It's supposed to be light.
What can you get today?
Applesauce, thank you.
Can you get the right sort of flour if you want it?
You can get different brands of flour now.
The Little Princess is the best flour. Now the Hudson Cream is supposed to be the best flour on the market.
But it don't beat the
Little Princess is the best flour on the market today.
Yeah, you can get the self-rising or you can get the plain. Either one.
The biscuit.
Is better than, now this is Kroger flour. And it's
it just ain't good.
Somehow I come to have it. You see, Perry works at Kroger's.
Well,
if the bag has a hole in it, well, they have to empty that out into a brown bag or some other bag, and they give that to the worker.
Oh, do they?
Yes. Well, Alberta was overstocked. She had more than she was going to get used up, and they got me a whole bag of it.
Well,
24-pound bag.
They just threw some down my way.
You can't.
It raises good, but it's not that pretty
well,
wide.
She might be able to do it. I don't know.
Gracious. You can't turn your nose up at a bag of...
I don't know. You can't.
Guy? What do you think of them sweepstakes?
I think they're first rate. I can hit you out at this early in the season.
All right, we're going to take a bushel back.
We've got them dug. And they were sweet potatoes, Guy. That long and as big as my arm there, just in the mush. Right?
We had to dig them. A little too early, really.
We had to dig
them, but we dug them because they're on the counter.
We usually let them... Cut the tops off, let the ridges dry 2 or 3 weeks, and let them set in the ground till up in October before. But we had to dig them. They were rotten. And the plate of oyster potatoes were rotten.
I haven't canned any yet. I canned the little ones. And we can keep them all winter. I have been.
I want to turn this on just to try it. Now, I don't know what to talk about. Talk about the preacher.
Not talk about our neighbor.
Well, it don't matter who you talk about. I mean, it don't matter who you talking about.
Well,
you ought to have it on all the time, like you always say, talking.
Well, I just wanted to try it out.
I expect you have.
I better call Rita, see if she's on before we light into that.
I've
already
got weather.
We won't have to get weather.
Tell us about Imogene. I tried to tell Faye, now you think that's a small matter, but she's a distinct member of the old family, and I tried to tell Faye about her. And I sort of, you know, I got out of it a little bit, but it wasn't worth hearing what I said to her.
Well, I tell you what, now, she's a smart cow. And I'll tell you for why. I got the notion, you just get what you pay for, guy.
Yeah.
I got the notion I was going to buy me some feed that Lawrence buys off of the feed company over at Parkersburg. He buys it today, they sell it to him, deliver it to a few of the farmers around Lawrence over there at a reduced price in tonnage, you know, lots.
Yeah.
Well, Lawrence said it was cheaper. Well, I got it. And so Imogene got to see that she didn't like it too well. She got that she wouldn't come in, and have to go after her.
Yeah.
And she went down on her milk till there wasn't.
Well, now you had to go after all the time I was here. Is that one reason?
Yeah.
Well.
That's right.
Well, I usually go part of the way and holler for her, and she'll come.
Oh, I see.
But now, this morning I didn't get away from the barn. I had to get a sack of 20% milk maker over at the farm store Friday. And now she comes for that, and she's gaining on her milk. She got down so there wasn't a bit of foam on her milk, and she got to tell I'd have to go ask her, and if I'd go to quarreling at her, you know, and fussing at her because she didn't come in,
yeah.
And she'd take off out, run down around the hill, and. But finally she beat me to the barn, you know.
Yeah.
Now, a cow knows, they know good feed, just the same as we do here at this table. We've got breakfast.
I know, they just eat anything you put in front of them.
And now, she don't. She didn't like that feed at all. But I made her eat it.
Let me tell you. When I went up there with you, she practically licked a hole in the bucket. She said so bad.
Well, now I think I just got this feed, but I was mixing a little of the horse mule feed with. Now that she likes that.
Yeah.
But now that feed, after I got her on it alone, guy. Now she went to going down on her milk. And went down till she didn't give her any more than half as much, didn't she? She went down half, didn't she?
Yes, she went down half on the milk.
And when she got used to it and went to eating it a little better, while she finished up eating it, to make it too high, I made her eat it, you see. When we was getting enough milk.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that we needed more milk when I went and got this other feed. I just didn't want to get her out of the habit of coming in, you see what I mean?
Yeah.
And I went and got a pack of 20% milk maker. Now she likes it. She, I don't know if she might not come this evening, just a little early now, 5 o'clock.
We're going to church.
A little too early, yes. I have to go milk her. So she might not come to see me. I might have to fuss out of something.
Well, she looks to me like she's sort of spoiled.
Yeah, he has always had it.
Have you?
Yeah.
Sort of special.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Leo was up here. And she dropped her first calf in about 4 inches of snow, wasn't it, Leo, in March?
Rolled over the hill. That's how they come to see. They stand down there in
the
yard.
Leo said to me, said, what's that cow I threw out there? You got a young calf rolling over the hill there. No.
What do you mean rolling over the hill?
Calf was rolling
over the hill. It couldn't get up. It was just freshly, just newly born.
And trying to get up and rolling over the
hill?
Yes,
sir. And the cow right after it, ain't that right, Leo?
Right.
Right over the hill.
On the 1st of March.
Had we not been there, had I not seen that? It rolled right in that hedge out there and froze to death.
It froze to death. Got fired.
You just got that at the right time.
Yes. Well, Leo just happened to see
her. Care for some more coffee?
Just right. Thank you.
Don't want any more?
Yeah. You look like you feel better. Pretty good.
Well, I do at times. I'm better than wise. I'm not taking as much medicine as I do.
Oh, yes. Where did she get her name? Is that something special?
Yes. I bought her off of a girl, King girl, lived over the hill here, hauled her to school.
Yeah.
And when I bought her, this girl and her husband, they had 5 children.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And they were having trouble.
I try to remember that.
They was having trouble.
Yeah.
And she said she was going to sell her cow and leave her man, take the young and leave.
Yeah.
I told her I wouldn't buy her if she's going to do that. And then finally, daddy called later, and me and mom went over and I bought her. Gave her $110 for her. $10 more than I thought she was worth then, about 3 years ago. And I named her Imogene before I got her home. That's how she come by her name.
Yeah.
The girl, she was a good girl. Didn't cause me no trouble on the bus. And I
oh, she was one of your
students I hauled.
On the bus?
Yeah. Yeah, the girl bus. Yeah.
But that was afterwards that she...
Oh yeah. She was married. And had 5 children, Mom.
No,
yes.
No,
she had 5. They had 5 children, Mom.
Yeah.
Yes, and that, you see, guy, this cow's only 3 years old this past spring.
First calf?
Second calf.
Second calf. Yeah. Well, this, the second calf is Leo saw.
No, it was her.
The first calf that he saw.
March a year ago.
Well, he's up here last February, and then he's up here.
Well, I know, but it was this March a year ago.
Yeah.
When he was up here, and we was out down there, and he said, what's that cow running over the hill like that?
Yeah.
When I looked, I know what happened, you see.
As soon as you saw it,
yes,
you knew what happened. You know, that's an amazing thing, isn't it, when you have animals and live with them, sort of.
Right.
You can, something moving around up there, you know what's going
right.
on.
Right, sure, yeah. So, went out there and picked the calf up, carried it into the barn. She followed me right into the barn.
Yeah.
I got it up and got some milk in it, and it was okay.
Yeah.
And I've got it now. It's out very south. Kenna.
Yearly now.
Yearly, thanks.
Thanks.
Nice heifer.
Yeah. I got a steer I wish you had. He started off as a runt. And I kept him because I had 8 heifers. All of them were pretty. Mm-hmm. And that meant I just had one little runny steer to take to the market. So I said, well, I'm not going to worry with him. So I just fed him along with the heifer. See, I had them little stalls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see my little slips?
No.
I wish you'd seen them. I thought them up. I don't know how I got the idea, but they're just as clever as they can be. You see, they're just wide enough for the cow or the calf to get in there.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a big cow, it's not wide
enough.
And what it does, just one can get in there. And what it does is they can stand there and eat slow if they want to.
And nobody, nothing, no other one don't bother.
Them, some of them rovers,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You see, they are mean.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just choke themselves with their own feed and then go off and try to get somebody else.
Yeah.
And I never like to be pushed around myself, and that's the reason I do that. Well, what was I going to tell you? And that little steer.
Yeah.
Well, son, I sold all my herd, you see, last fall.
Yeah.
I didn't sell him because he's still a run. And I had this old broken down cow. She had the arthritis. She was one of my original cows and had some of the finest calves.
Huh.
One of my good cows.
Well, I don't know.
Well, sir, I just turned him in with her, and he took right up to her.
Hmm.
I didn't know they'd do that.
Yeah.
Why, she couldn't walk hardly,
mm-hmm.
and he could just zip away,
mm-hmm.
but he wouldn't go off any distance at all from her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he took a spell of growing,
hmm.
and he hadn't quit it.
Well, I don't know.
And he's huge.
Well, I don't
know. He's huge. He weighs 1,000 pounds. Yes, sir. And somebody ought to be putting him on grain and butchering him.
Yeah. Well,
we didn't raise very much grain.
Why don't,
that Leo, what's he up? I wonder how he's about Tom's corn.
He's out, sir.
Trying to find some sugar corn.
Why don't you?
And it turned out to be field corn.
Yeah.
And it's just, I thought out my devil that Daddy adored. They planted it on the north to me and the whole game too.
Yeah.
And
she called it old corn.
I said all the time it wasn't sugar corn. It had to be field corn.
Yeah.
But they planted that for old Tom.
Yeah.
Well, I bought it for sugar corn.
Yeah.
Well, guys, why don't you and
Faye
and Leo, why don't you let Leo get the grain, feed this steer and take him to the slaughter with you, for you, and put him in the deep for you. Why don't you do that?
We all gather around, so we just irresponsible and we don't do anything right. That's the long and the short of it, you see.
Well,
I'm as bad as Leo. I'm getting to be as bad.
Well, now...
Let me tell you. Now, he's growing and all like that, but he's just as pretty as your pretty cows up there. I mean, he's pretty.
Yeah.
And he's a bull. He's a steer.
And you'd hate to eat him, wouldn't you?
Well, yes, but I'd sell him.
Oh, what?
You gotta.
Sometime when Leo was coming up here, what would you ask for him? I'd buy him.
Well, that's an idea. That's an idea. That's right. When he's coming up here, just stick him in there, and you can feed him out. Well, he ought to do it. He's just right ease, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I wish you had him. We could put him in this time.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had plenty of room.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I tell you what, if I go to church with this woman and Leo, just go off and leave here by yourself, but you can keep house and get some good sleep.
Yes, I won't.
In other words, you won't run off.
No, I won't run off. You'll find me kind of right up there.
Yeah. Well, I'll go get that cow and we'll. We'll get ready. We ought to leave here by 6:00.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I lived with one of these for several years, and I had some of the young people working out there with me. Mm-hmm. And they got so old, when they came in and we sat down to eat, they'd say, have you got the tape on? Well, I said, what in the world do you want me to put that tape on for? Well, they say, well, I've got something to tell you, and I can talk better with the tape on.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, let me tell you, I learned from them. You know, you can learn a lot from young people. You see, they was 20 to 25 years old along in there.
Sure.
And they're all bright, brighter than I never was bright, but they are all bright.
In other words, you kind of resent me calling you educator, do you?
Well, you can call me anything you want to.
Well, I don't do it to be nasty. But you know, you go ahead with your story.
Well, that's it.
Well,
and I learned that from them.
Yeah.
And I got so I can listen better when the thing's on. So
well,
I just take it for granted.
You know, I went up to, me and Mom went up to Jackson's mill to the, retired school employees convention this last May a year ago.
Yeah.
And when I got up there, well, just me and her went from Clay County. When I got up there, there was one lady from Roan County that I happened to know. Well, and that was the only person we knew, you see. So they put me in a cabin and with a couple of professors from West Virginia University up here at Morgantown.
Oh, really?
And one 81 years old.
Yeah.
Well, I went up there to talk up. I've always said that our retirement fund didn't give the older people justice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, it's percentage-wise. When we get a raise, why the fellow that's getting $600 a month gets much more of a raise, he gets the same percentage raise as I get.
Yeah.
And I started off with $42 a month on retirement because I was a low-salary bus driver, which was important for the school system. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Just as important as your place was in the school. You see what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
If the bus driver didn't get the pupils into you, you couldn't teach them.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah, and if you didn't keep them quiet on the way in, they wouldn't be much good the rest of the morning.
Well, that's true, but still, what I was trying to bring out, that they, you see, like I told them, I said, I can't help not having no education. I'm just an old dumb bus driver. And I said, fellas, I said, I feel out of place here in this cabin with you educated fellas. You fellas is professors from the West Virginia University, and I feel entirely out of place. But I come up here to preach up my side. Us little fellas need the better income. You fellas are getting the big income from the teacher's retirement, and we're getting nothing. Which I claim our position in the school system was as valuable and was worth as much to the system as your fellows were. Yet, though, you fellows had education and qualified for higher wages. And I said, I couldn't help being dumb. This old 81-year-old fellow, when I first mentioned, you wanted to draw our money. Well, here's what I told him. I just come right back at him. I said, mister, you're 81 years old, ain't you? Yeah. Retired at 65. You're drawing on government money now. You've drawn out every dime you ever paid in. Drawing on the other fellow's money. Same as I am at my low income. I'm drawing on the other fellow's money, but I ought to get more. I ought to get a decent living.
Yeah.
So I got in the harness net, but I got my point over.
Yeah.
If they was educated fellows,
yeah.
They said, well, Mr. Cook, we hadn't thought of it that way.
Did they?
Yeah.
Well, now you got a long ways if they said that.
Well, they did. Yes. You see, they couldn't say anything else. You see, we've got teachers right here in Clay County. Started off with $500 or $600 a month.
Yeah.
Teachers were taught. When they started me off at $42.
Yeah.
See the point? And I was in the school system too.
You mean they retired on $500 or $600?
That's what they claimed they were getting. Yes. That much retirement. Well, Mr. Guy, there's nobody. Me and Hoy don't need $600 to live on the rest of our days, a month, do we?
Yeah.
We don't need that much money to live on. We're making it on less than $300. See,
what I mean? Well, $600, that's...
And plus the Social Security, you see?
Oh, yeah.
That was the teacher's retirement. And they got Social Security besides. And they brought away more money on Social Security than I did. So we didn't get no wages.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you what.
You get two, I'll have some fun about that.
All right.
Well.
We hadn't been up there before. How long was the trip? So I only had one suitcase.
Yeah.
So we had good size, and I put, well, we were going to get a cottage.
Now that's on tape.
Well,
go ahead.
It's the truth. And so when they signed us up, we got there a little bit late. And when they signed us up, they put me and Manga Haley and him in.
In with these two professors, you see.
Well, yeah, I had his clothes.
They really put you in the high tone company, didn't they?
So I had to go to my room and take his things out, and he carried them on his arm.
Wrap them in a bath towel.
Well, you put them across your arm and put the bath towel on top of them and took them to his room.
Yeah.
I said, I've learned how to go on a trip like this. From now on, I've put them separate and had to put them in a paper bag.
Yeah.
So, what did you say?
We had a nice trip, though.
Yeah.
We enjoyed it.
That's up at Morgantown.
No, at Jackson Mills. We came up in Yermo County.
What?
We've been up
there. We've been to Morgantown, but this was the retired school employees convention, you see.
Yeah.
Annual fall meeting.
Yeah.
We haven't did it this year. It's done passed.
No, I don't think that.
Well, anyhow, we just volunteered to go, you see.
Yeah.
And I had this on my chest, and I wanted to go up there to talk to the, what I wanted to do. I wanted
to. He was entitled to go.
I wanted to talk to the state president of our state organization.
Yeah.
See, I belong to the county organization, state organization, and the national organization. I belong to all five of them. If I was a bus driver, you see, and I wanted to go to get to talk to our state man to see if he couldn't get this here monthly income ought to be adjusted. Them big fellas, I think, ought to come down to a reasonable point. Wouldn't ask them to come down with us. Wouldn't me and her can make it on less money than a lot of people can.
Yeah.
We have all our life.
Yeah.
But that's what I wanted. And, but it didn't. I don't know. We ain't got no adjustment. It's still on the percentage basis.
I don't know how they ever started the bus drivers so low. I don't see how they ever got anybody to take the job.
Guy, our children here, they was walking 2 miles and a half.
Oh, yeah.
Across this hill here.
Oh, yeah.
And when I started, I had to let my little ones in the first grade walk. The Board of Education just hired me to haul 9 high school students. That was all my contract.
Well, I was hauling them in a truck, and to go up this holler here, there were several kids up here.
Yeah.
I couldn't pick all the grade school kids up. I couldn't take mine. I had to let mine walk through here. See what I mean?
So that's what got you into it.
I had to go into it to get transportation for the kids. Well, the next year, I got transportation till I could hold the kids, you see.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what put me into driving school buses.
Yeah. And then you were caught.
Yes, and I started at $140 a month.
Furnishing his own vehicle and his own gas.
Yes, I can beat that. The first winter I got 90 a month.
That's right, an old 35 Chevrolet.
90 a month. For
and home. Furnish your own vehicle?
That's right, I'm gasoline. But our high school kid, Leo, when he went to high school, walked out of here before daylight.
Part of the last year I rode with you.
Yes, that's right.
1946.
And then he come back from Korea I'll tell you this one, and then I'll go. He come back from out of the service. You hadn't went to Korea yet. You come in on a furlough, didn't you? When that time I took you over here and you took Mabel Payne's seat and the old woman got on me that evening. He was in on a furlough and he wanted to go to Clay. And I said, well, you can go with me. Well, I took him in the seat with me and went on down to the far end of the line over yonder, and I got the first one that loaded in the seat with us. Well, this other girl, where the mother got on me, the two girls rode in with me. But when got over there, Leo had her seat, well, it made him mad, and the old woman got on me that evening and just chewed me out just right. But she finally come to a oath and apologized later.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
It was February and it was cold and snowing. Lord, it was bad. Yeah.
I know, but here's the point. He was in, it was bad for the kids to ride, but I had a decent place for them to ride. I had the cab covered behind. I had a decent place for the kids to ride on the truck, but she had no business. I was in charge of that. Board of Education was. I was in charge of it and responsible.
Yeah.
But they thought that Leo had took her girl's place, you see.
In the cab?
Yeah.
I see. And then Leo was sitting in the cab and the girl was sitting in the trunk.
In the back. With the other kids. Yeah. Wasn't any better than the other kids, you see.
So, you think that's what it all gets into?
It takes a pretty good man to survive a lot of them things.
I tell you what, I found out, guys, not patting myself on the back.
Yeah.
I found out you just had to be straight out and speak right square what you think and stay with it.
Yeah. Right on the spot.
Yes, sir, that's right. We thought he was a good host.
Well, now, did you speak to that woman right then?
No, she didn't, sir. She didn't take offense till afterwards.
Oh, I see.
The girl went home that evening, you see.
I see.
She got on me later, you see.
I see. She got you later.
Yeah.
Well, did you tell her? Did you stand up to her?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I stood up to her. And if it had been your boy, and in the service, I'd have did him the same way.
Yeah.
Hey, old, you and guy can talk in here. I'm going to go to the back.
Channel 1 Right, the end of Channel 1 Right, and the end of the visit was around 1800, and the end of the visit was Cookie, this Wednesday about bedtime, the 25th of September, 74. Channel 1 Right, around 1800, and the end of the visit was Cookie, this Wednesday, the 25th of September 74.